The Daily News article, audio. Today in Technology and Innovations. Rebels in Colombia are recruiting youth on social media. The UN wants TikTok and Facebook to do more. Rebel groups in Colombia are using apps like Facebook and TikTok to recruit children and young adults. And social media companies must do more to moderate content, the United Nations says. The UN's top human rights official in Colombia, Scott Campbell, in an interview with the Associated Press, said more investment is needed in both automated tools and human moderators to take down videos posted by gangs and rebel groups that are targeting youth from marginalized communities. Colombian rebel groups such as the FARC EMC are increasingly posting videos that glamorize life in their ranks and urge youth to enlist. Campbell, who previously served as a human rights and technology specialist at the UN's Geneva office, said he recently met with representatives from Meta, which owns Facebook, to discuss how rebel groups and gangs can be stopped from using the company's platforms to recruit young people. He said the company pledged to work on the problem and added that he is also seeking a meeting with TikTok representatives. The recruitment of children has become a major problem in rural areas of Colombia that are disputed by the military, drug gangs, and rebel groups. According to Colombia's Human Rights Ombudsman, 409 children under 18 were recruited into rebel groups in the South American nation last year, twice as many as in 2023. Anyi Zapata, a human rights specialist with ACIN, an indigenous association in Caca, said rebel groups there have long targeted vulnerable children, offering them money to do small favors and gifts like cell phones. Now they are posting videos on social media that show members with motorcycles, SUVs, and adventurous lifestyles. One TikTok account recently featured a video of a man on a motorcycle wearing camouflage, with the caption, "Join me, and you will know friendship without hypocrisy." The images often show logos of rebel groups. Campbell said that even when accounts are taken down, they can be replaced by others. It's difficult to get the balance right between freedom of expression and legitimate speech, while pulling down content that is clearly illegal and can cause harm, Campbell said. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.